Let's sing from Psalm 33, Psalm 33, selection B. 33B. Together. Proverbs 18, the second part of Proverbs 18 this morning, beginning with verse 14. Proverbs 18, 14 through the end. And give careful attention to God's wisdom here and how it applies to our lives. The spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but as for a broken spirit, who can bear it? The mind of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before a great man. The first to plead his case seems right until another comes and examines him. The cast lot puts an end to strife and decides between the mighty ones. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a citadel. With the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor man utters supplications, but the rich man swears answers roughly. A man of too many friends comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And we're reading in Proverbs there this morning. And as always, when we're confronted with God's word, we're reminded of our dependence on His grace and the ways that we fall short. And so, if you'd turn in your bulletins, join me in our prayer of confession this morning. We'll use the words of Psalm 51, of David in Psalm 51, asking for God's forgiveness and restoration, and praising Him for it at the same time. So let's pray these words together. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen. Amen. Let's respond then with Psalm 103, which is full of God's answers to those who come to Him in repentance and dependence. As wonderful statements of God's mercy and grace, the psalm says that God forgives all your sins, that He deals with you kindly. He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love, that He removes your sins as far as east is from west, that He has compassion on you like a father. So let's stand and sing praise to this God, the Psalm 103, Selection B.
Thank you.
Worship God now with our tithes and offerings. It's our privilege to give back to the Lord. He gives graciously and lavishly to us. And then we'll go to our time of prayer. Coincidences. I was going to tell HP this after the service, but I'll just mention it to all of you because it was a blessing to me. But this week in my personal devotions, in my reading program, I actually read the psalm that was based on the prayer confession that we just read together in unison, and Psalm 51, which talks, of course, of David and being forgiven and asking for forgiveness after he committed adultery and then had the man's wife that he committed adultery with murdered. And in meditating on that psalm and just realizing how great and wonderful our God is. And we come now at this time where we are able to pray to Him and confess our sins and ask Him for the things that we need and give Him praise. And it's such a blessing to do that. And part of that psalm that we just read made me think of all the people that I've talked to in the years since I was converted to Christ back in 96, and a number of them, how they just seemed to feel like they couldn't ever be good enough, that they had sinned. They had done so much sin that there was nothing that could allow God to forgive them. But we know that that's not the truth, and that God is an awesome and wonderful and glorious God who gave His only Son. And His sacrifice was good enough for each and every one of us and everyone who will come upon Him and call Him Lord and repent of their sin and ask for forgiveness. And so that's the God that we worship here this morning and that we pray to this morning. And so let's take this time and bow our heads and go before the Lord. Lord, we are in such awe of who You are. And we are in such awe of You giving Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus, to die on the cross on our behalf. Lord, we are sinful people. We are people in need of a Savior. And You've provided. And we thank You and we praise Your holy name for that. And Lord, now hear our prayers. Lord, we pray that You will answer these prayers in Your perfect will. Now hear these our prayers.
Thank You, Lord. Part of Your kingdom.
Thank You for the richness of walking with You, the knowledge that You give us, which translate to loving others and to love You and to look forward to eternity with You. Dear Lord, we just ask that you help us reach out to those in our community, in our neighborhood, and tell them about you so that our community can enjoy you. And dear Lord, I hope our community then can relate to our country, knowing you and loving you and following you.
Lord, I want to just lift up our Ava, who will turn 4 this week, and I thank you so much for her and for her for growing love for you. And I pray that you will be with her and be close to her all the days of her life, that she wouldn't remember a day that she didn't know you and love you and be saved by you. And we ask a blessing on her life in Jesus' name.
God, I thank you that we can go to the cookout today, and I pray for people that don't know you, and I pray for people who are sick, that you would help them to be better, and even if people are sick and they don't believe in you, they would believe in you and trust you. And I also pray for my Aunt Mac, that you would help her have a baby, if it's your plan, and she would trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Lord, you truly are Lord God on high. You look down upon the heavens and the earth, and we know that you come help us, that you raise the poor from the dust, you lift the needy from the ash heap, you make them sit with the princes of the people. We give the barren woman a home. When we praise you, we know you take care of your people, and we come to you as your people today. And we bring before you all the aspects of our life, Lord. We know you desire to make us holy like our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to sanctify us and help us in that. And we pray that we would be willing and cooperative with your work in our lives. Allow us to just bow before you humbly. Look to you for your hand that's from above. Lord, we just pray that you give us willing hearts as we hear the preaching of your word today, and Lord, that you would equip and empower HP as he preaches the sermon this morning. Lord, we pray for the churches that are currently without pastors, Lord, and we pray for the Laramie Church and Westminster Church. Also, I think there's one more Manhattan. So Lord, just be with each of those congregations. We pray they were provided with rightly divided word of God today, that they would be encouraged and fed. Lord, I pray for my daughter Hannah. Thank you for who she is, and just pray for her to continue to grow in the Lord and to grow as a mom and to grow as a wife. Lord, I pray for Jake, and just thank you for him, and just bless him, and may he become a mighty man of God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Suffering that they're enduring, pray that you would help them to continue to trust you as you are indeed trustworthy and faithful. You are sovereign, and we pray that you would help them to rest in your love, especially today, that they would be reminded of Christ's finished work on the cross, and that you know the borders of our suffering. Bring it, when you take it away, you have control over it, and pray that you would give them strength and that they rest in your love, knowing that you will not give them more than they can bear. We pray for healing, and thank you for the good reports and the way that you are using different treatments and medicines to help them to feel better. Pray that you would continue to do that as well this week. We pray in Jesus' name.
Lord, I also pray for heaven that you would heal his body, Lord. We lift him up to you, Lord, and just pray for your healing touch. Lord, we, as always, pray as a congregation that you would use us boldly to shine the light of Christ to those that we come in contact with, Lord, whether that's at work or in our neighborhoods, to our family, or to the person in the checkout line at the grocery store. We pray, Lord, that you would use us to proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for his provision in our heart. We pray these things in his name.